Last night at the New York Review of Books, a Russian-American journalist named Masha Gessen published this. It's called Autocracy, Rules for Survival. Quote, I have lived in autocracies most of my life and have spent much of my career writing about Vladimir Putin's Russia. I have learned a few rules for surviving in an autocracy while salvaging your sanity and self-respect. It might be worth considering them now. Joining us now is Masha Gessen. She's a journalist. She's the author of The Man Without a Face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin. She's also the author of this remarkable new article in the New York Review of Books. Ms. Gessen, it's a real pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Donald Trump is not president yet. He has not been a public political figure for all that long. Is there any risk that this is premature, that we're worrying too much about this sort of an outcome before we have enough evidence to know if this is the direction he's going?
Well, it's possible. But I find this argument rather strange. All the information that we have for now about Donald Trump is information that he's given us himself, and he's given plenty of it. You know, he's talked about jailing his opponents. He's talked about deporting U.S. citizens. He's talked about compelling the military to commit war crimes. These are things he's said. He has not said, I will be a normal politician. He has not said, disregard everything I've said. It's just campaign hyperbole. So why are we sort of insisting that we should keep an open mind and treat him like a normal politician when so far he's given us no reason to suggest that he's a normal politician and every reason to think that he ran for autocrat and was elected to be autocrat?